Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. By the way, we're live. It's Mark.
And Marcus.
Where's Ian?
He's not here.
You know, Ian's gone doing his activist stuff, and he does it so often, I don't even remember where he's at. I know what town he's in. I don't even know what he's doing.
Do you count the days that Ian has off the show, Mark?
It's not that he's not off. I mean, it is his job to harass bureaucrats. I mean, essentially, to some extent, Free Talk Live is reality radio.
Yes.
In that the vast majority of talk radio hosts are not getting out there and doing anything. They consider their activism sitting behind microphones. Ian, that's not enough for him. And so he's off doing other things, too. To a lesser extent, I do, too. But, you know, somebody's got to run the business around here. So, anyway, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. And we'll take your call, just like we're going to take Richard calling in from Thunder Bay. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure.
The reason why I'm calling is because for the last couple of days, my email provider has been, quote unquote, down for maintenance. And today, while I was at work, I refreshed their main page, and I found out that the email provider that I've had for the last 10 years has decided to close up shop because they've been issued what I think are some national security letters, because it turns out that Edward Snowden was using the same email provider as I have.
Sounds like you're using LavaBit for your email.
Yeah, you got it. Yep. Yeah, I've been using LavaBit probably for about 8 to 10 years now, since they started up, actually.
Do they offer some level of protection that is beyond what normal email providers provide? I mean, I'm just thinking Edward Snowden, you know, he's a spy guy.
Well, as far as I know, what LavaBit was doing was in response to Gmail's AdWords phishing scam that they had going on, where they were looking through people's emails and targeting people with certain ads. These guys started up, and they have a couple of levels of encryption and security. They were, as far as I know, they were one of the best and one of the most secure email providers out there on the Internet.
Well, obviously, Edward Snowden was using them, and that's, of course, why they're shut down today.
Yeah, if I hadn't known about this, I feel so stupid, because this happened today, and I was just looking around on the Internet, and it turns out that about a month ago or so, he revealed that he was using LavaBit, and if I had known then, I probably would have moved all of my emails and started up a new account back then, because now I'm scrambling. I have to get in contact with my banks and places I've applied for jobs and whatnot.
Do you have access to your emails? Do you log in normally right to LavaBit? I have to admit, I've never used LavaBit, but do you log into LavaBit, or do you download your emails to a client, like a computer or a phone? So do you have access to your old emails?
They have both. Fortunately, I was using Thunderbird, and I was logging into their POP servers to access my emails, and I downloaded them to my computer. But they did have a web mail app, so you can check your emails through an HTML browser like Firefox or Internet Explorer.
Right. Yeah, I wonder how many people lost their the connectivity that way.
Imagine if you weren't downloading your email to your computer, because some people, like if I use Gmail for work, I don't ever download those to my computer, although sometimes I do load them onto my phone app. If I was only logging in through the computer, meaning online, right, through a web app, and then that was shut down, those people would have no access to their email. I mean, luckily for you, you do have at least access to your old email because it's on your computer. But for some people, I'm sure, they probably just log in on the web, and now they're left with likely no access to their email.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And in fact, I'm not sure if you or any other listeners have read the message on LavaBit.com, but the owner and operator has specifically stated that he shut down the service basically because Congress has been infringing upon people's rights, and he can't even really explain what happened because they've also taken away his First Amendment right to speak out about the case.
I think I can read that right now. This is the message that's on the homepage of LavaBit.
Sure. I want everybody to think for a second what it must be like to be told you're not allowed to speak about why your business has been shut down.
Right.
Yeah, Richard, I do. Do you want to hang on while we read this, Richard?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay.
All right, so this is on the homepage of LavaBit. It says, my fellow users, I have been forced to make a difficult decision to become complicit in crimes against the American people or walk away from nearly 10 years of hard work by shutting down LavaBit. After significant soul searching, I have decided to suspend operations. I wish that I could legally share with you the events that led to my decision. I cannot. I feel you deserve to know what's going on. The First Amendment is supposed to guarantee me the freedom to speak out in situations like this. Unfortunately, Congress has passed laws that say otherwise. As things currently stand, I cannot share my experience over the last 6 weeks, even though I have twice made the appropriate requests. What's going to happen now? We've already started preparing the paperwork needed to continue to fight for the Constitution in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. A favorable decision would allow me to resurrect LavaBit as an American company. This experience has taught me one very important lesson. Without congressional action or a strong judicial precedent, I would strongly recommend against anyone trusting their private data to a company with physical ties to the United States. Sincerely, Ladar Levinson, owner-operator, LavaBit.
Wow.
Yeah, after reading that message, what I've actually done is I'm fortunate that I'm a Canadian, so I purchased my own .ca domain name that's based on, hopefully it's based out of Quebec, and I'm in the process of setting up my own mail server right now. I have a computer that's on my network that's always turned on, and I'm just going to try and keep all of my email out of the United States if I possibly can to ensure that, you know, people who wield the power of the Patriot Act and work for the NSA don't have access to my email and suddenly shut down an email provider if I decide to switch over to them.
You know, I think that's actually not a bad idea. I work on the web. I do web design and development. I have a few domains myself. And generally, a lot of my email that I use is hosted on independent web hosting sites where I have my domains, and then I download that to my computer. Now, those aren't – it's not as if they're protected from the government, but they're not the big guys, right? Like, we know that they have – the government has backdoors to Yahoo and Gmail and Microsoft. But, you know, it'd be more work for them to go looking for email on some, you know, host company and find, oh, this website, you know, this web address. So it's not a bad idea. I don't know that. Yeah, maybe it is just as easy. I don't know.
If you do it yourself, then you don't have to trust anybody to not just roll over to the government and print out your emails or copy it to a USB drive and just give it over to them. At least I know it's on my hard drive in my house. And, you know, if something happens to it, then it's likely going to be my fault. You know what I mean? So, and it's actually really simple to do. There's software, just for any listeners out there interested in it, it's really simple. There's software out there that you can run yourself. Domain names are really cheap. You can go to, you know, GoDaddy. I don't want to plug anybody, but, you know, any of those web domain name hosters, $10 a year even, and you're pretty much good to go with a little bit of tech savvy, and you can set up the software, then you don't have to trust any other companies not to just abruptly shut down or hand over your data.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad idea, but at the same time, I feel like even with email, like, I feel like there's no winning anyway, because chances are my friend that I'm emailing has Gmail. They have Yahoo. They, you know, so even though they might not have direct access to my account, they probably have access to all my friends' accounts because they all have, you are using Gmail and all these other email providers.
If you want to be secure in your emails, you're going to have to use PGP or some other encryption service, and that's pretty much what it comes down to. I mean, I don't see any other option. Gmail or email is decades old technology. It's like sending a postcard. Yeah, it's wide open.
Yeah, it is. And with all these big companies, I mean, we hear about what's happening with Google, and they have these, like you're just saying, backdoors with Yahoo. And you really want to trust Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft with your email? I know I certainly don't. And, you know, I'm going to be trying to set this up.
I don't trust Apple either.
I don't want this time to go.
Yeah, no, none of the big companies, you can't really trust them with your info.
Let your multinational corporation go down the tubes like this guy did with the LavaBit or whatever it is because of, you know, some creep on the internet wants to be secure and they're sending their child porn or whatever it is these people think about people who want to be secure? I don't think that they're going to do it. You just can't trust a big company.
No, it's very difficult.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. How does one remain, you know, safe on the internet? It's hard to know.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Do
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You got the B team tonight. It's Mark
and Marcus.
Ian is off bothering some government worker or another, I'm sure. It seems really likely. 855-450-free. In the last segment, we were talking about, this lava bit.
Yeah,
we were web service getting shut down, and the caller suggested that anybody can get an email domain and set up their own mail server. I don't know how to do that.
Right.
But we do have a sponsor of the show, and I just wanted to make sure that we were clear, that I was clear of what one could do with the sponsor. Marcus, you looked it up?
Yes, it's Squarespace. They have, they offer, you know, websites hosting, and they have templates. It's pretty cool.
They make really great, you can make really beautiful websites there, but I just wanted to make it clear to everybody, you can get a domain name through Squarespace.
Yeah, when you, it looks like whenever you sign up with a plan for Squarespace, they just give you a domain name for free, whatever one you want, if it's available. You know, obviously, with domain names, you can't have Google.com because that's already taken.
But for $8 a month, you can have your own website?
Yeah, your own website and a free domain name.
And obviously get email through that in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, and well, one of the really coolest things I think about Squarespace is these great templates that they offer, because that's the thing. When people want to put together a website, they usually have limited time and limited resources. I know because I build websites for a living, so something like Squarespace is great. Just about anybody who uses probably Facebook or sites similar could probably sign up for this.
Drag and drop.
Yeah, choose a template and just start filling it in.
Type some stuff in.
Yeah, it's going to look really professional.
Use coupon code FTL8. I get some kind of discount, and I'm not entirely sure what that is. This is, you know, I leave the computer stuff to Ian and Brian, so I don't know everything about it, but I do know that they make beautiful, beautiful websites, and you know, the templates are really great. It's coupon code FTL8 for Squarespace.com. Let's go to William in Texas. William, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
B-team my foot. Now, yeah, there's certain things I like a little bit better about Ian than you, and there's certain things I like better about you than Ian. So
it's like a wrestling match. You got to pick your heel.
Nah, you guys are on top. You were both winning. Anyway, and I'm sorry, I don't know the other guy. I didn't catch his name. Marcus? Yeah, okay, I know, Mark. Well, I was hoping to touch on two things, but I may only be able to get to the one. You know, I was hearing about the Manchester or the Concord police chief trying to get the Bearcat.
It's the Concord police chief, everything in New England, it seems, they put the accent on the first syllable, so it's a Concord.
Okay, yeah, you Yankees or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I heard that story just kind of, you know, maybe you want to cry tears of frustration and, you know, tears of sadness, because, you know, for him to, you know, drop dimes on the Free State Project and other, you know, I know he's kind of backpedaling a little bit and saying, well, I know that people can pose as freesayers who really aren't, they, you know, incite violence or whatever it may be. Of course, like somebody pointed out, I heard an episode of that.
Yeah, so just to bring the listeners up to speed of what you're referring to is the city in New Hampshire of Concord applied to get a Bearcat from the government, a grant to buy a Bearcat, which is an armored vehicle.
It's actually a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
Yes. And in their, I guess it's in their paperwork, in their application paperwork, they said, well, we don't have to worry about those, you know, foreign terrorists, but we got lots of homegrown terrorists right here. And they include the Free Staters and
apparently
the Occupiers.
They didn't say include. They didn't actually call the Free State Project terrorists. They just did everything but. They're like, we have to deal with terrorists. Occupy, you know, I can't remember what the exact quote is. I'll pull it up here in the next segment just so we've got it. But it was really, really close to calling people from Occupy and you know, the sovereign citizens and Free Staters terrorists. And the sovereign citizens, there have been some instances of violence. Free Staters, nothing.
You know, I'm glad that you, I'm super glad you, you know, caught listeners up to speed, because I think what made me get emotional about it was when the thing you said, that, you know, we have terrorists here, not necessarily the foreign terrorists, but the domestic terrorists or whatever the wording was, that, you know, basically said that there's people in New Hampshire that qualify as potential terrorists or whatever you call it, you know. And like, it's very, very upsetting to hear. I mean, you know, like, in my mind, growing up, I never dreamed that this would be such fertile grounds for raising terrorists in America. It seems to be the opposite of that. And the fact that you and I and everybody else is on the suspect list of potential terrorists is just insane.
Well, it is upsetting, and the fact remains that here's a group of people that want to buy an armored attack vehicle with money that's stolen from people, and to use it against who, right? Who do they want? Like, the Free Staters and the occupiers, as far as I know, aren't looking to attack anybody, especially the Free Staters.
And on that note, like everybody says, oh, work within the system, do things legally and so forth or whatever. You guys are, I mean, the Free State, I know it isn't, you know, you can't really put a finger on what it is exactly as far as, you know, what all its members do. But in general, you guys' goal is to operate legally and within the system. Is that not correct? Or?
Well, I'd say that some people are doing things like outside the system activism, but I don't think that sit-ins and smoke-outs and things like that are terrorism. But I think that this police chief really, the only thing he did wrong was say the word terrorist in his application, because the fact is that he does want this this vehicle, this ballistic armored response counterattack truck, to put a chilling effect on the kind of protests that occupiers and Free Staters have had in the past. I mean, he doesn't like that. They want you to shut up, go home and watch TV, pay your taxes.
Yeah. He's in law enforcement, and he's insinuating that, you know, that area is at risk, as if America acted, by the way, as if America has a solution to that, if that was a problem.
I frankly think that this nation's in as much trouble from its law enforcement agencies as it is from any protest group. That these agencies, they cost an incredible amount of money, and they're driving places like Detroit and many other much smaller municipalities into the dirt. I mean, it's just they can't pay for it.
If you're not financially secure, you're not secure. And, you know, make no mistake, I mean, we're in historical times. I mean,
Yeah, it's scary stuff. Thanks for the call, William. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And I don't know. It seems to me the cops spend a lot of their time going after victimless crimes. If these police departments were pared down to something that just went after people who actually, crimes that actually had victims, wouldn't be such a problem. 855-450-FREE.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the, well, it's the live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Marcus.
And Ian is off gallivanting around doing something. Now, Marcus, you, Ian, I moved here for the Free State Project.
Yeah, moved to New Hampshire.
And the Free State Project is a project with the intention of getting 20,000 people to state their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And we're more than 70% of the way to reaching that goal. And so we're, you know, in the home stretch, as it were.
Yeah, it's great.
In reaching the 20,000 number. And if you're tired of the constant growth of government intruding into your life, sign up now at freestateproject.org. However, we are not without our detractors. And I'm reading here from ConcordMonitor.com. Now, I did look at the application, but the application isn't really easily searchable. It's in a PDF, and so I'm not able to get the actual quote from the application. Okay. I just didn't have the time.
This is the application that the Concord police or whoever put in to receive a Bearcat.
Yeah, the Bearcat is the
Department of Homeland Security.
The Bearcat is the Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck, and that's what they call a Bearcat.
Right. Now, these things, actually, these Bearcats have been, the government's been giving these things out, or giving grants, right?
Yeah.
Grants to cities all over the country for these things like crazy.
And
they just love it.
The company that makes them, Linco, will help your city fill out the application. I don't know if that happened in this circumstance. I'm not clear whether Linco wrote this, but Linco is no fan of the Free State Project because the first time anyone ever protested one of their Bearcats, it was in Keene, New Hampshire. They sent their head rep here, and they went head-to-head with the activists in Keene.
Yeah, I mean, boy, the people of Linco, they're making a ton of money off this deal. I mean, the government's just giving the money to the town to just basically hand the check right over to Linco. Maybe the town might not ever see that check. Maybe it really just goes right to Linco.
It could be. It's certainly a grant. I mean, why would you give it to the town and not give it to Linco?
Right.
So, and if Linco did write this, they're a little bitter. We are fortunate. This is a quote here from the application. Now, it has quotation marks around it from the Concord Monitor, and it's not all put together in one quotation. It has each sentence is broken up, so I don't know where they appear. We are fortunate that our state has not been victimized from a mass casualty event, from an international terrorism strike. However, on the domestic front, the threat is real and here.
Dun, dun.
Groups such as the Sovereign Citizens, Free Staters, and Occupy New Hampshire are active and present daily challenges. Outside of the officially organized groups...
Whoa, daily challenges. Oh, my God. We need a Bearcat. We have daily challenges posed by groups of people that are holding signs. We need a Bearcat.
I don't even think they have daily challenges in Concord. However, they do mention the state. So Concord has just taken over for the state, apparently.
Oh, okay, good. That's nice.
Outside of the officially organized groups, there are several homegrown clusters that are anti-government and pose problems for law enforcement agencies. So we have problems. We must have an attack truck.
It makes perfect sense, you know. I mean, whenever the government's given out money, cities and towns, they'll just say, like, yeah, sure, we need that. Whatever that is you're giving away, we'll take it. And actually, you know, it's interesting because it's when the federal government gives out money to towns and cities, there's always strings attached to that. And my father used to be in small-town politics. He was on a township committee and a mayor of a town in Stillwater. And he told me that...
Stillwater is the name of the town, and it was in...
Yeah, it was...
Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey. But he would tell me that if they had a chance to take federal money, he always would say no. And he would have... Because everyone would start salivating, like, oh, yeah. Federal money.
Free money.
Yeah. And he would say no. He always said no, or at least that's what he told me. Maybe there was an exception. I don't know. But, you know, he said there were strings attached. There's always strings attached. And, you know, for this something like this Bearcat, you know, this thing is a big, expensive piece of machinery. So, okay, you get it for free. But guess what? Now you got to pay to maintain it. You got to upkeep on it. You know, it probably gets 3 miles to the gallon.
I imagine that it doesn't get a very good mileage, but this is basically a new vehicle, a new big truck.
Right.
And the tires aren't going to be cheap, but how often do you have to change out tires? I think that to some extent the maintenance cost is a little bit of a red herring in this circumstance.
Well,
I think what it really is that U.S. citizens need to ask themselves. You can take a look. Take a look at protests all across the nation. Because most Americans just really don't like protesters.
Sure.
They just don't. So, you know, in that case, yes, let's get Bearcats and scare the bejesus out of Americans who protest. But let's not forget that the people that founded this nation were protesters. People that had the guts to stand up and say, no thanks. You know, they're not like the Tea Party protesters either, where they went and got permits to meet in the park.
Right.
They were protesters that said, no thanks to the crown. And the United States has a history of rebellion against the crown. It wasn't just one particular rebellion. Right. It was dozens and dozens of them. Read Conceived in Liberty by Murray Rothbard if you're unaware of that.
And I think what you were getting at was just to say, like, towns and cities don't need an attack vehicle to use against the people in the town.
If what you need a Bearcat for is people who hold signs in protest, you don't need a Bearcat.
That's right.
I mean, that's the best you can come up with, Concord. You can't reference Crips or Bloods or Black Flag or, you know, the Black Bloc or, you know, you can't come up with real live crime. The best you've got are people that protest and hold signs.
Well, I just don't like the whole idea of it's a continued militarization of local police forces. And it's disgusting because
it's going to keep going, too.
It is going to keep going. And it just creates an atmosphere of aggression, an atmosphere of us versus them, a further divide, a stronger divide of the, you know, the government versus the people as they gear up and they get their big weapons.
This situation adds to it. Imagine you're a police officer in New Hampshire. You're like, good Lord, these people don't even want us to be protected from flying bullets. Bullets go through cars. We want to be protected. Do you see how it's so easy? I mean, it's human nature to be the underdog. Oh, my God, we're set upon. You know, we're suffering over here. It's human nature, and police are no different than anybody else.
Sure.
And so it's easy. That's how teams are created. You know, those are the bad guys. We're the good guys.
Right.
Well, those civilians don't understand the trials and tribulations that we police officers have to deal with. They don't see the dangers. When I go to work every day, I put on a bulletproof vest. It's been said on the show, meaning that you don't. Well, you know what? it's been made really difficult getting bulletproof vests in this country. So, you know, I want to tell you, and in Detroit, maybe I do go to work with a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah,
the police
sure.
haven't been able to keep Detroit safe.
No, they haven't. They don't even work all day at the police in Detroit, right?
Yeah, it shows the dedication they got there. So I don't know. I think that it's natural for people to sort of take sides in conflicts, and that creates more animosity as time goes by. I don't know how to solve this. If I were creating the ultimate security company, everybody would have a Bearcat. Oh, actually, they wouldn't have a Bearcat, because Bearcat only sells to government agencies and the military. So talk about taking sides.
Right.
But, you know, it's a good vehicle. It's a big truck. It's basically...
Is it a good vehicle? I mean, what you always talk about what makes a good car, and you say if you spent $250,000 on a Honda Accord that, you know, you wouldn't have made a good purchase. You know, is the Bearcat really worth what they're paying for it?
If it stopped a bullet from hitting me, it is worth it. But I don't know. There's certain circumstances having a Bearcat would be great. The sad truth is that you could look at pictures all over them using the Bearcats against protesters.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Give us your opinion here on the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck. Whatever might be on your mind, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Marcus.
Ian is off bothering some government bureaucrat somewhere or another. hopefully he'll make it back and not go to jail. But there's no guarantees.
Yeah, you never know on that. Sometimes he doesn't come back. Sometimes he does end up in jail.
Indeed. It certainly happens. Less so these days. Now he's got like some kind of horrifying suspended sentence hanging over his head for the last sitting on the hood of a police car.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. As the case may be, you can go get archives of Free Talk Live going back for nearly a decade.
Back to 2006.
2006, and there's some even farther back than that, too, at archives.freetalklive.com. They're all completely free. Go get what you want. Listen to what you want. Hear how the show has progressed. I think it's interesting to people... I hate hearing the old shows.
I used to listen to Free Talk Live many years ago. Don't ask me what year. It must have been before you guys moved to New Hampshire.
2005.
And I stopped listening. I listened for a while, and then I stopped listening. And then I tuned back in and started listening again. I picked it back up, and the tone had changed a lot. The show had gotten a lot more positive. It had previously felt a little more negative.
Yeah. And I think that it's hard to be positive about the ideas of liberty when you live outside of New Hampshire. That's how it was for me. Maybe I certainly can't speak for everyone. Some people do not feel this way. I felt over time moving to New Hampshire, a lifting of my soul. I see the possibility of liberty here. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know if the Free State Project is the most efficient method to get there. I do know that this is the state where 20,000, well, at this point, 14,000, almost 15,000 people have signed up to move. So if you've got a better state or a better country, good luck competing with the biggest, most successful liberty-oriented migration that the world has ever seen.
We're in a liberty snowball right now. The people have already started moving to New Hampshire long ago. As soon as they chose New Hampshire, when there was 5,000 signed participants, they voted and chose New Hampshire for Free State Project. And ever since then, people have been moving, and people continue to move. It's a snowball, and it's going to continue that way. It's going to continue right up until we reach the 20,000 mark and long after that. So, if you want to have a good time with liberty lovers, come on up.
Now, one thing on the show I've talked about throughout the years is the idea of putting a camera in police's badges.
This would be an idea to keep police accountable.
Yeah, I mean, people always say that we hate police officers here on Free Talk Live, and I don't think we have a lot of police officers that listen to Free Talk Live. The fact is, the law enforcement community tends to be very into the ideas of liberty. I'm sure that there are times when we get a little, we push things just a little farther than we should. But the fact is that there's a lot of evidence out there to say that police officers overstep their bounds. Here is one of my thoughts. Police And people who have performed the role of police, because the term police is actually quite new, 1850, I believe, is the first police department in London, and then that was the first in the world. Before that was sheriffs and the king's men and things like that. So people have policed before there were police, but the first police were in like the 1850s. But since people have been policing, they've always done it in the name of the government, and they've always sort of been unaccountable. They can do what they want, and that their word is taken, in a greater sense than yours is.
Well,
think about the Braveheart scene where the king's men goes after, you know, Mel Gibson's character's woman. Well, who's, you know, she runs and screams and bites and fights for a reason, because that guy's not going to be held accountable.
Right. Well, they're the high man on the totem pole, and they get to say what's what, and there's not very many people willing to, you know, police the police.
Yep. And there have been, throughout the ages, organizations that have their own sort of internal code and morality, and I think that's great. But the problem is that police unions and organizations throughout this country have, there's a really great form of accountability, and that form of accountability is a camera and a microphone on each police officer, and or people being able to film and record police in their daily business.
Sure. We see this even in cop cars. They have cameras. And
they point out.
Yeah, and they pull people over. So sometimes you can, if the police officer is doing everything right, then they would be happy to have that camera because it's evidence, right?
When the police officer does something right, they've got the video footage to prove it.
Yes.
When the police officer does something wrong, oftentimes, I'm not gonna say more times than not, but oftentimes the video's gone.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to it.
That does happen, and obviously that's very suspicious.
In this day and age, when government agencies spend all kinds of money on all kinds of stupid crap, you can't stream that video to the internet so that we can all have it?
You know, and it's interesting because really, you know, there are, I'm sure that there's a good number of people that are police that are good-hearted people.
Yeah.
You know, they mean well, and it's nothing bad against them. But anybody that's given power, we know that power does corrupt.
There's science behind power corrupting.
That's right. So by having in a way to know that you're being watched is a way to keep people accountable, and it's very simple to understand. It's kind of like there's a gentleman I knew that was part of a church organization or a religious organization, wasn't a church, and at their meeting they would collect the dues or what have you. They would always make sure that two people handled the money together because you didn't want to put one person in a situation of power of having like, I have power because I have all the money right now. So in order to just even not have that be an issue, they always had two people on the money just to it makes them more comfortable. Then nobody can accuse you and all that
kind
of thing.
Yeah. I want to be free from the opportunity for somebody to accuse me. This is one of the reasons I don't like people to leave money out in front of me.
Yes.
Please don't leave the money out in front of me.
Right.
Because if that money comes up missing for whatever reason, I'm not saying somebody stole it. It could get swept into the waste paper basket and thrown away. I don't know why. But I don't need you putting me, because who are you going to think about? Who's the first person you're going to think of? You're going to think of the ex-convict.
Yeah, I think of Mark. I put that money out in front of Mark, and now it's gone. Jeez.
There you go. Thanks so much. here, and this is, I believe, really great for police departments. Rialto, California, police made to wear cameras. Use of force drops by over two-thirds.
Wow, this is a story.
This is a story from informationliberation.com. And it's, I've been saying that this needs to be done over and over again, but turns out now that you see a use of force drop. What does that mean about those other two-thirds of uses of force?
It doesn't speak very well to them, does it?
It doesn't. When cops in Rialto, California were forced to wear cameras, their use of force dropped by over two-thirds. Additionally, the officers were not made to wear the cameras, the officers that were not made to wear the cameras used force twice as much as those who did. This strongly suggests the majority of the time police use force, it's unnecessary. In other words, the majority of the time these officers used force, they were simply committing acts of violence, which they didn't feel comfortable committing if it was captured on video.
You know, I wish that was shocking to me. It's not, but it's very interesting, and it really speaks to, you know, the idea of holding people accountable with technology, which is actually one of the great piece, the great aspects of new technology.
You can get cameras and microphones stuck into the tiniest little things these days. They're certainly on cell phones, but you could build it right into the badge. Why don't they? I mean, the badge is the thing that is supposed to be the representation of the power of the people turned over to the police. That's the idea. Well, thanks very much. I'd like to give that over with a caveat. The caveat that I can watch my employee do his or her job.
You think he's your employee.
Right. That's where we all fall into the hole here. The right. Suggestion, really, that these people work for you. Because you don't sign their paycheck.
No. No, they take your money and they do with it as they please.
When you say, I'm a taxpayer, you work for me, they chuckle.
Yeah.
They hold you in contempt because they know that that's not true.
Right.
They know that you, I mean, you know,
you
they,
have no,
they don't.
Well,
you don't pay their salary, they take your house away.
That's right. You don't have a choice in the matter. So you have no say over whether they get paid or not, because your money that goes to them is taken from you and given to them. It's not something that you voluntarily give to them.
And I think they do many times great services. Most of the times I've dealt with police officers, they've been extraordinarily professional. This is sheriff's department too, whatever law enforcement official, they've been professional. And I generally feel like they do a pretty good job, but there are those times, and those are the times that matter. Why are police agencies so reticent to just put cameras and microphones on police officers? It worked in Rialto. So 855, 450 free. Do you think this is a bad idea? Just does not make any sense. Putting cameras on cops. Who ever heard of such a thing? 855, 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.